takes advantage of it. Takes the handle. Hits to his right. Gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a guard tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurd breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Throw. In trouble. He's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs. Gets away again. Goes to the 40. Gets away again. To the 35. That's back at the 30. To the 20. The 50. The 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down. Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down
in post. And it's good. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers.
For the second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell, it's intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew. Guys, we are live right now. If you're watching this right now on YouTube, if you're watching it right now on Twitch, if you're watching it right now on Facebook, either one of the Facebook channels, if you're watching it right now on my X account, all right? We are live right now, guys. I'm doing my best to look like my avatar on X. Is it working? All right, so listen, guys, we're going to have a fun show. Load those questions up in there, guys. If it's your first time here on the YouTube page, we hope you guys enjoy it. Like, subscribe, review, leave comments, leave hate, leave whatever it is. I don't give a damn what it is that y'all are doing, but we are live every day. We are halfway through the month of March. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All right, so we kind of almost halfway. Like 12 hours from now will be the halfway point through the month of March, okay? But we are here nonetheless, and what this show is solid 15 minutes every single day at midnight East Coast time, all right? And you guys get to ask whatever question you want. I don't care what it is. If you guys want to know who I feel like lied and misled the 49ers faithful fan base the most this offseason heading into this free agency period, I'll answer that question for you. All you got to do is type it in the comments right now, and I'll be able to see it, and I'll be able to react, and I'll tell you it's Mike Silver. All right, Tim Kawakami. But those two guys are like this now, right? So it makes sense. I mean, you guys can ask whatever question you want. I'm going to give you all the fun answers, all right? So let's go ahead and get it started, guys. Load up those questions, and I'm going to start reading and answering. DJ Malone says, how's it going, y'all? And by y'all, he's talking to everybody out there watching right now. I couldn't tell you how it's going for me, man. I just got out the shower. My alarm went off, and I was like, oh, snap, while I was in the shower, and I hurried up and ran, and I may or may not be wearing pants right now. Okay. All right. That's enough of that. He says here, what did y'all have for dinner? What did I have for dinner today? I ate my first meal around 2 p.m. Then I went out and did some work on the car. Then we did the 4 o'clock show, and then we did ballet. I came home. Oh, I had a bowl of cereal. Raisin Nut brand, as a matter of fact. I finished off what was left inside the box. Just a little bit. Raisin Nut brand, okay? Will there be any late-night mock drafts sponsored by Manscaped? Late-night mock drafts, yes. Sponsored by Manscaped. I actually stopped responding to them because they kept wanting to give me product. And I'm like, no, pay me. So I just stopped responding. I don't know if we'll be sponsored by Manscaped. Maybe this year I will sell myself. Maybe this year I will sell the show and sell the channel. And you guys are just going to get a ton of content and ads and stuff. I don't know. I have to think about it, man. I got away from all the ads and stuff for the last season. I wanted to bring it to y'all raw, real, pause. But maybe we will do something. But there won't be any mock drafts sponsored by Manscaped. They don't get busy until August or so. All right. But we will be doing some late night mocks now that we are 2 days into free agency. We're going to see where the Niners, the dust is going to settle. We got some, you know, some solid day three free agency contracts done on day one, you know, and then the one that everybody was excited about may not get done at all. So, you know, it'll leave us something to talk about. He said, excuse me, based on the episode of Bam That is Breezy and Mike. We definitely need to draft 5 offensive linemen for the future and to keep Brock upright. Well, you know, Wayne is all in on the draft thing, and I'm not. I haven't looked at any prospects yet. I've got a handful of some that I like, but not enough to have an in-depth conversation. So when Wayne starts going like that, I clear out. ISO. Let him go out there and do his thing, and I sit back and I shut up and I try to look like my avatar on X. Is it working? All right, so that's what I do. But we are going to need some offensive linemen. This is going to be a draft about depth, but I don't want us to pull for, you know, when people say depth, it's like, oh, if somebody gets hurt. We can be very clear. There are some positions where we can get starters. Offensive line is probably one of them. If a young defensive lineman surprises people, there could be someone that can make some noise, maybe not as a starter, but definitely get in some early rotation and then work his way into a nice percentage of defensive snaps, 40%. You know, that would be a win for a rookie coming into this team. So that's what I'm expecting. There's some potential for not so much a starter, but a specialist. I think that now that Ray McLeod is gone, we should definitely go out and try to get a pure return man, whether he be a corner or a wide receiver, or maybe even a little scat back running back type of guy, right? Like something. But there should be a specialist that this team goes out and purposely look for. This is going to be our special teams guy. Like, let's go out there and get that guy. And then the safety position. You know, I personally think that the 49ers weren't satisfied with the play of Talanoa Hufanga before the injury. And I think there's a strong possibility that they might go out there and look for more, you know? So, yeah. Guys, if there's no more questions out there, I am okay with that. DJ Malone, what's going on, big dog? I kind of look like your avatar now that I think about it. That's crazy. That's crazy. He says here, how's the family doing, Mike? We are all well, man. You know, I told you guys about how long it took us to get over the sickness that was going around in my house after we came back from Vegas. But we are all doing well now, man. We are about to get some heavy, heavy renovations done to the house. I just got a very, very nice check. We had a bad storm come through last April, actually. There was like a little tornado hailstorm that came through and it damaged my garage. It damaged my house, the gazebo, the kids' play set and everything. And I kind of took my time and drug my feet with filing the claim with the insurance company. Then I realized, oh, snap, the time is running out. You only get a year. So, boom, I'll go and I file. I got a nice check coming. They sent me a letter with what they're sending. I got another adjuster to come out because I think there's a little bit more in that well. I think there's a little bit more that we can get. And so that's really what I'm looking for. Once that check comes in, it is construction time. It's going to do a little something for the shows, but I figure the off season is the time to do it. I would hate to do that to you guys during the regular season. Do you think we should nab an undrafted mobile quarterback to help the defense? Do you think we should nab an undrafted mobile quarterback to help the defense? Yes. Yes, I do think that. And I don't think we should have guys like, you know, Ronnie Bell playing Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson in practice. You know, I don't think we should have guys like Brandon Allen trying to emulate them or Sam Darnold trying to emulate them. Not now, Sam's a little bit more athletic, but let's be honest. No. Right. The team should look for that kind of person. You know, go out there and get a listen. Kyle swung for the fences with Trey Lance. He wanted to get the guy that he thought was athletic, tall, big arm, right? Now think about who Kyle's previous successful quarterbacks were. Matt Schaub, Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo. Trey Lance was nothing like those guys. And I'm not just saying that because he was black. Right? I'm talking about physically. He was nothing like those guys. Don't give up on it because it didn't work with the one guy. And I'm not saying look for that guy to be your starter, but bring him in and make yourself, Kyle, challenge yourself. Like, you know, do that also. You know, you can do two different things at the same time. You know, I remember when Jim Harbaugh was here. I hated Colin Kaepernick, his preseason play. I didn't think there was anything good about him, but Jim was dead set on this guy. They got him in the second round. He was going to work with him. Alex Smith was here. Alex played his ass off, the best Alex Smith we ever had here in San Francisco, right? And then all of a sudden, Cap has to come in. And I'm like, man, we're going to lose. And I remember his first game. And I loved it. I might go back and watch that game now. I might go back and watch that game. Like, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. He was throwing the ball all over the field. He was keeping plays alive. He threw a touch, anticipation, threw some rockets. He squeezed some balls in tight windows, Pauls. Like, he was doing everything, right? And it was like, wow, two different type of quarterbacks, one team. The offenses looked completely different when one, well, not completely, but the offenses looked different when one guy was in versus the other. And we just kept it rolling. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I said, I mentioned Manscaped because of the late night show you did with Brian and Nick. Yeah, no, no, no. I know what you mean, man. It's all good. I was having some fun with that too. Yeah, no, it's all right, DJ. Don't worry about it, man. Listen, I'm going to talk and it's all right. I saw something on Twitter. This is what I'll do, DJ. Don't worry, man. I'm going to share something that I saw on Twitter. Watch this. I still feel weird typing x.com, but it's a lot faster when you're sitting down, right? Oh, fudge nutters. I just said I wanted Cam Curl, and he went to the freaking Rams. God damn it. They're not, hey, Niners. Man. Oh, man. This is getting bad. Keenan Allen was had for a fourth. Not that we needed a veteran wide receiver or anything like that. So I'm not mad at that. But that, damn, man. Cam Curl is going to hurt. All right, where are my likes? How do I get to my page? Hit profile, likes. My girl Mariah had a post. I gotta find it. This is it right here. This is the one. Mariah, check this out. I'm going to share this screen here. It's a short tweet. It's nothing long, but she's saying something here. Mariah says, oh, you guys still can't see it. My bad. Thought I hit share screen. If the 49ers trade BA, Brandon Ayuk, not Brendan Allen, I'm going to be fucking sick. Trade anyone but him and Fred. Starts laughing and it turns to tears. He's mine. I like that she covered up the it's because, you know, the precious, it's mine, right? And I thought this was a phenomenal post because I feel the same way. However, if the Niners are going to trade a wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk has more value on the open market. Teams are going to be more inclined because he doesn't have a deal yet. Still in that rookie deal, the fifth year. They don't have to take on those big cap hits and everything that are associated with Debo's contract. And he stays healthier. He's a better all-around wide receiver. So that might be the one. That might be the one. He says, do you think the Chargers are going to bring in Kaepernick, seeing as Greg Roman was recently hired as offensive coordinator? Nah, man. I don't think Colin Kaepernick is touching the NFL again. I don't. And I don't know what his relationship is like with Jim Harbaugh, but the last time I heard something about Colin Kaepernick, and it was during the season last year, the report was that he's still in football shape. Like, bro, it's been like 8 years already. Like, let it go. You got to stop. No, I have never seen anyone come out of retirement like that before. And it worked because Tim Tebow did come back to Jacksonville as a tight end for like a half a preseason or something like that, right? And I don't know how long Tim Tebow was out, but that was about it, and it was over. So I don't think Colin Kaepernick is ever touching the NFL. I think he still got that mindset of, I can play still. So he wouldn't do it as a coach or assistant or anything like that. All right. Plus, what is he going to teach anybody? Oh, that sounded bad. I didn't mean to say that. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to leave the bad thing hanging out there. I'm going to leave it hanging out there, but just remember that he played quarterback, and when they tried to make him a pocket quarterback or a passer, it didn't work out well. So that's what I meant by, was he going to teach anybody? Not to say that he doesn't have anything to offer in a training room or, you know, in a quarterback's room. That's not what I meant. I meant as far as throwing motion mechanics and things like that. So I apologize for how that sounded. DJ Malone again says here, what do you think we could get for BA or Debo if we were to trade either of them? I think Debo, we can get a third and a fifth. Because you have to remember, if a team is taking on the contract, the value of the trade itself goes down a lot. I think maybe a second, if tops, if we're talking about Debo. But Brandon Ayuk, you can definitely get a first round pick for him. And I know people are going to say, oh, Mike, you're crazy. Keenan Allen just went for a fourth. Keenan Allen is getting older. He's still productive. Let me be clear what I'm saying now. He's still productive, but he's not Brandon Ayuk right now. He's not Brandon Ayuk right now. If anybody was out there looking for a 24, 25-year-old wide receiver who has had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons and not the first or second option on their team, yeah, no, people are going to go crazy for a guy like Brandon Ayuk. All right? He would have played – oh, wait, the time is up, man. I got to get out of here. He would have played in the CFL if he still wanted to play. Also, you were right. It was a Calgary Stampeders that just – oh, see? I didn't even know they called the Stampeders, just Calgary. Let's go. See, I knew that. Look at me, man. Eh? Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar. Let's go. All right, guys, listen, that's going to do it, man. DJ, thank you for holding me down tonight, man. I appreciate it. You know, this was my fault. I didn't have the room preloaded. So tomorrow when I come home, I'm going to load them all up for the next week. If you guys notice, the graphic has changed. Take a look at those graphic changes. Every week, the graphic changes once we get past the 7 days. All right, so that's going to do it. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always remain faithful. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, we them nothing but niners. Night.